This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Some of you know who the actor is when I just say his name, Gary Sinise. I think he's a regular on a regular weekly television show, but he's best known for the role that he played in a movie years ago. He played Lieutenant Dan, a movie called Forrest Gump. Played an amputee from Vietnam. Gary Sinise would write about a true story regarding the Vietnam War out of his own life that I was deeply moved by this. He says this, "My brother-in-law Jack was a combat medic in Vietnam. He had heard the horror stories about soldiers returning from Vietnam being spit upon, shouted at, cursed in the worst possible language as they came back into the United States. So when Jack arrived back in the United States, he'd heard these stories. He was both fearful and probably feeling some guilt, imagine guilt perhaps. Here he was just a combat medic treating wounded people, but feeling guilty for being a part of the war, quote unquote. That as soon as he landed at the United States airport, he immediately ran into the restroom and immediately took off his uniform and put on some civilian clothes just so he wouldn't have to be taunted by people as he walked down the concourse of that airport. What a tragedy, what a shame. Guilt and fear go together. Show me somebody who's guilty and I'll show you somebody who is fearful. Show me somebody who's fearful and you might find somebody who's guilty. Guilt and fear really, really do dovetail together. And you say, why are you talking about that? Today, in the fifth of seven penitential psalms, seven sequential psalms in the book of Psalms, David, in dealing with his guilt over committing adultery and murder, goes through talking about his guilt, his conviction, his repentance, his confession, all of the above dealt with in seven sequential psalms that we study today, the fifth one, Psalm 102. Where David today talks about the physiological symptoms of guilt. Guilt has a power in your body. And you know what? Just believing something has power in your body physically. I tell this story, I laugh about it now, but it was true. It wasn't a laughing matter to me years ago. When I was in school in Cincinnati, at Cincinnati Christian University, in my second or third year, I developed pain in my upper stomach. It just would not go away. And one of the guys in the dorm who I think took first aid class said, "You've got an ulcer." So he's the expert, he took first aid. And he convinced me that I had an ulcer. And the more that I thought about having an ulcer, the worse the pain got. The worse the pain got, the more I thought about having an ulcer. It was just a cycle. Think about the pain, think about ulcer. Pain, ulcer, think. And I was convinced, I mean totally convinced. Finally go to a doctor, the school doctor. He runs the typical test that you do for somebody who suspects an ulcer. And he called me in and he said, "Randy, you don't have an ulcer." "I don't." 2 days later, the pain was gone. What had haunted me for months, 2 days after being told, "You don't have an ulcer," the pain was gone. You know what that taught me? The power of the mind with illness in convincing yourself that you've got a problem. And guilt can do the same thing. There's things that guilt will do to you emotionally and physically that you never knew. And today in Psalm 102, we're going to read where David describes just one after another physiological symptoms of guilt. And he didn't know Christ. He didn't know about the cross like you do, like I do. He didn't know about redemption. He didn't know about the grace and the mercy of God as manifested in what Christ did through his death on the cross, but you do. You do, and so do I.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.